Is there any other word for that?
Well, let's see, there's arthritis and bursitis.
Is there an ulcer for arthritis? What people used to call it?
Rheumatism.
That's it, okay. Well, what kind of disease of the throat your children used to have?
Let's see, that's a tonsillitis.
It used to be blisters, and the children would show
strep throat. They had a strep throat, which was diphtheria.
Okay. Kind of disease that turns the skin yellow.
That's that yellow jaundice.
Let's see. When you had your appendix taken out, you might say you had an attack.
I had an attack of appendicitis.
Okay. Do you remember what people called it before they knew it was appendicitis?
I think they called it Persia or something like that.
Okay. If he should eat something that didn't agree with him, if it wouldn't stay down, you say he had to
sew it up.
Okay. Are there any, crude terms that are used?
Well, they say he vomits.
Okay. How about a very polite term for that?
Well, let's see.
Or would vomit be a polite?
Vomit could be just body, sir.
Polite?
But you put it.
Okay. But how about a crude term?
Sewing up or something like that would be about as good as you get it.
Oh, great. If a person bombed it, you might say he was sick.
At the stomach.
Okay. You hardly got the news, but you came right over and tell me. Came right over.
And told me about it.
Okay. Or you might say she came over, and not using it anymore, you might say she came over.
Told me.
Okay. What would you say, to tell me or for?
To tell me.
She came over to tell me.
Okay. If you're going to be disappointed if he does what Kearney say,
I'll be disappointed if you don't.
Or, it's in the future. You say,
I hope you come.
Or
I'm looking for him.
Or if he doesn't come,
be disappointed.
Or, but you will tell. What would you say?
I will be disappointed if you don't come.
Okay. Let's see. You're both going to be glad to see me.
We'll be glad to see you coming.
So we're proud of that.
Yeah,
proud.
Yeah.
We'd
be proud to see you coming.
Well, how would you use that when I say in another case?
Well,
in another case, we would be proud to have you.
Okay.
Would that proud and glad me to go?
That's about the same
phrase.